With that, we're going to start talking about magicians and sorcery in halacha. Okay, that message is like this. Is that very often people have parties for kids and they have magicians perform at their parties. The truth is that if this is mutar or asa, is really not such a simple thing. There are shittas this way, shittas the other way. And hopefully we're going to be able to go ahead and get a clear idea of what the issues are. Just to get it clear. Now, I used to do card tricks when I was a kid. And recently I was teaching my kids. I was playing with my kids. I showed them a bunch of card tricks. I couldn't believe it. Tati, you're a magician. And then I said, yeah, I have a special gift I have. So I just chapped, that's probably also. According to many shoes, it's mamish also to do that. So I subsequently told my kids I was just tricking them, and you should never trust Tati ever again. But that's what happened. No, it's not really true. I'm just messing around, whatever. Okay, anyway. So according to halacha, now it seems, according to many shittas, somebody who does card tricks and does not inform the people around him that he has done something wrong, that he's actually not doing really tricks, but just an illusion, according to many shittas, it is mamish an iser de'oraisa. But we'll get to it. That will end up there at some point in time in the morning. Be'ez Hashem. Number one, we have a pasuk. The pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Yud Tes, pasuk Chof Aleph, reads as follows. Yud Tes. I was actually speaking about somebody in Aventura, and he wanted to know that they used to play with the Ouija boards. I don't know what Ouija boards are. Ouija boards are these things you buy. So he asked me, he said, how could a Ouija board be real? You can buy it at Walmart. It's like, well, how much witchcraft can you really do with it? Huh? What is it? A Ouija board is like this. It's a board. It's like a game board. You have game boards? A game board, like Candyland, but not whatever. And as on there, all the people come together like a seance, and they all get together, put their hands on this thing, and there's letters, and you just hold it, and it moves around by itself, and it spells out various things. Hey, you know, I really think it's a takeoff. I just have no reply from the Urim Vatumi, maybe. But either way, that's they do the Ouija board. And he said, oh, we used to do it as a kid. It used to scare me. We used to conjure up spirits. That for sure is also that you can't conjure up spirits with Ouija boards, even if you buy them at Walmart, you still can't go ahead and do that. So there's different types of witchcraft, different types of kishuf, ma'inein, all different types of yisurim. We have to be careful all them. So we're going to try and identify exactly what they are in order that you shouldn't violate these horrible things. Now, it could very well be recently. You know, I felt bad. I was saying a shir in Aventura, and I was mentioned that, you know, there's a horrible, horrible thing. Well, I don't want to say it now even, but there's some. Okay, stop. Rewind. There's something called Reiki. Reiki is some energy healing. So according to many shittas, it's mamish kishuf, and it's really usher, and it brings horrible tum into people, and it's hard to get it away, and it whatever. It's a sitra, all these horrible things. So people should be very careful that it's mamish lamayas. It's just not just a shmuz of magicians, but people really do this Reiki, and they use it. And I have a friend who went. He had problems with certain allergic things, terrible stomach problems. So he went in Eretz Yisrael to some lady in Harnof, and she put these stones, like various gems and stones on his arm. He told me it was real. He's a good friend of mine. And I remember what happened. I wasn't there, but he came back to tell me all about it. They put he had to sit in some funny position, and she put different stones on his arms and his leg and his head, I don't know. And she would put things into one hand, and he had to lift them up. So she put like a kidney bean. He lifted it up. Then she put in a cucumber, and he lifted it up. And then she put in a wheat kernel, and it was too heavy for him to lift up. So she said, you're allergic to wheat. So, okay. So they went weiter, put in a grape, no problem, but then he put spelt in his hand, and he couldn't lift it up. So he's allergic to gluten or whatever, somehow, whatever this thing was, he stopped taking it, it was fine after that. So it seems to be there's some reality to it. He wasn't lying to me. I mean, there's some real thing with energies and gems and stones and zachen that seems to be, and this really, according to halacha, it's very probable. This is 100% kishuf, and it's also to do this.
Some of them are mutter. There's one in Cleveland that they've
been. Yeah, good. Some saying all of them are mutter. Some of them are fine. Some are not okay. But a person has to ask an adequate rav familiar with all these inyanim to make sure they're not violating any serious isurim d'oraisa chas v'sholem. All right, number one. Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Chof Aleph, it's Parshas Kedoshim, it says, that's not at all the right Pasuk. Okay, let's try the next one. Parshas Dvorim, Perek Ches, I don't know, if somebody could find the Pasuk, it would save me a lot of embarrassment. Parsh Sefer Dvarim, Perek Yud Ches. Perek Yud Ches. Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud. Oh, there you go. Okay. L'imatze v'chom, ma'ivir b'noi u'bitoi b'eish. A person shouldn't be found amongst you, somebody who passes his son or his daughter in fire. There's a certain type of thing called for Melech, and we learned in Sanhedrin, it's got a shayla if it was Avodah Zarah, if it was Kishuv. Koseim Kisomim, I'll just read you the art scroll because he knows much better than me to translate. One who practices divinations, V'idoini, a Yidoini is an astrologer. No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. That's a Me'oinin, right? A Me'oinin is an astrologer. A Menachesh is somebody who reads omens, and a Mechashev is a sorcerer. Oh, Shkresh, thank you very much. Okay. So that's what we have here. A Kaisim Kisamim is a magician. A sorcerer, Mo'inein, is an astrologer. Menachesh is someone who reads omens. Mechashef is a sorcerer. Chover Chover is someone, an animal charmer. Shoi V'idoini. And this is someone who inquires of Oiv V'idoini. And it's really bizarre stuff that they do over there. So we're not going to go into details. Those are those types of kishuf and witchery and sorcery and zachin. Now, over here, we have another pasuk. Thank you to Rabbi Shah. Oh! I want to thank Rabbi Nechema Feigenbaum for making the photocopies of these wonderful pamphlets, and Rabbi Thav for finding me this pasuk. Thank you very much. Okay, it says here, Lei Seicha Adam, don't eat over the blood, which is a bunch of different avedas. Lei Sanachashu, don't indulge in sorcery. Lei Seinenu, and don't believe in lucky times. Adkan. Okay, those are the Yisurim. Now we're going to have to define clearly what these various Yisurim are, in order that we can know what it is that we shouldn't do. So if everybody has their packets, or anybody has any packets, they should look in the Gemaras. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, page 130, which means Daf, what? Samech, Hey, Amid Beis. It says here, it's sort of arranged, whatever, it's in brackets. And it reads as follows. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Me'oinein, what's a Me'oinein? So the art scroll said it was an astrologer. Now, if you read Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Ze maivir shiva mine zocher ala ayin. It's pretty weird stuff. They would take certain seed from animals, and he put them in his eyes, and he was able to see spirits and things like this. That's a Me'oinein, according to Rabbi Shimon. Chachamim Omerim, which is really what we want to discuss, Ze oiche is esu einayim. He is the one who grabs people's eyes. Now, it doesn't mean he reaches into their sockets and grabs their eyes. What it means is, if you look at Rashi, Oiches v'soyge enei habriyos, it means figuratively, he grabs and closes their eyes. Amar lehem ki'ilu oise dvorim shal pelav hu einu oise klum. It makes it look like he's doing these miraculous things when he's really not doing anything whatsoever. So Rashi describes it. That's a me'oinein, according to Rashi, somebody who does illusions. But just remember, the pashtus in the reading of Rashi is that it doesn't just do stam illusions like David Copperfield or this other guy, David Blake or something. I don't know who he is, but his name got thrown around a while. These are people who do illusionists. We're not talking about illusionists, according to the pashtus means over here. It means that they actually used some sort of means of kishuf to make it seem like they did things that they really didn't. I mean, it's an illusion, but not an illusion with mirrors and various other things, sawing the woman in half, whatever. That's not the illusions pashtus were actually discussing. The illusions were actually discussing, it was done by means of kishuf. Some of kishuf they performed that made it look like he was doing things that he really wasn't doing. That's the first one you want to look at. Oiches is Hainayim and how Rashi describes it. Look on the next page, which is the Gemara Sanhedrin, Taf Samech Zayin Omen Aleph. And we have to remember these words because very, very important, because we're going to be medactic in these various Gemaras and the Rishonim will come from them. So it's very, you have to be very clear on these words. Now it's also bracketed with an arrow next to it. It's page 2. Hamechashef, what's a mechashef? That means a sorcerer. Ho'isa ma'isa chayev lo'iches esayinayim. Somebody who actually does a ma'isa, he's chayev, but not somebody who's oiches the einayim. Somebody who just makes an illusion, that person is not chayev. Doesn't say that it's mutter, but he says that person is not chayev. So it's interesting to note, on the first page it talks about a me'oinein. And when it says ha-me'oinein, ha-oiches esayinayim, according to Rabbi Akiva, that's the isser of a me'oinein. That's what's called a me'oinein. Over here, we're talking about the isser, the prohibition of being a mechashev. And for being a mechashev, it says, one who does an action, he is chayev, and not someone who just makes an illusion by means of kishuf. Very important to realize. One Gemara was talking about the isser, the prohibition of a me'oinein, And over there it said, somebody does an illusion is chayiv, that's included in a ma'oinin. Over here, when it's discussing the prohibition of a mechashif, it says, ha'oichiz ha'sainayim is not going to be chayiv. So we'll keep that in mind if there's a chilik between a ma'oinin and a mechashif. Now, what does it mean, he makes a ma'isa and doesn't make a ma'isa? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi in the Mishnah says, ha'oichiz ma'isa is mamish, it makes a real ma'is chayiv skila. Rashi says, similar like he said earlier, it makes people look like he did something, but he really did nothing at all. The Gemara continues, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva says the name of Rabbi Yeshua, two people can be like at Kishuim, two different people could gather gourds from a field, one of them that does it is Pater, and one of them who does is going to be Chayiv. And Rashi explains the pshat is that if somebody uses kishuf to gather pumpkins or whatever it is from the field all into one place, and he actually does it with his kishuf, that person is going to be chayiv. But somebody who just makes an illusion to make it look like he gathered all the pumpkins together on the field, but he really didn't, that person is going to be pater. So aisa maisa, he does an action. That doesn't mean he does an action personally. It means that his kishuv accomplished something. If his kishuv accomplished something in reality, his witchcraft or sorcery accomplished something in reality of the world, he's going to be chayef. But if he just uses his kishuv to make an illusion, that person is not going to be chayef. Okay. Now, just everybody should keep this in mind as we go so that we can do it. I'm going to skip page 3 in the meantime. If we go to page 4, is a Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam.
When you say chayev, what is the order?
Oh, so it's in certain cases chayev skila, and in certain cases chayev misa. That's actually page 3 that we skipped. But it's sometimes skila, sometimes chayev misa. What is that? I'm saying sometimes may Sunday Malchus, depending on which kind of kishuv they're doing. Depends. Okay, so as you say for mitzvahs, page number 4, and it's going to be underlined. This is what it says over here. Now we have to be medactic very much on the lashon of the Rambam, because there's 3 Rambams we're going to see. And these 3 Rambams, depending upon how we learn how to reconcile the contradiction between them, we'll end up coming to our conclusion about having magicians perform without using kishuf, but just using an illusion. It's going to be a stira, a contradiction in the various Rambams, and depending how we answer them, we're going to see halacha lemaisa changes dramatically accordingly. Let's see the Rambam. It's bracketed, page 4, mitzvah lamed beis. The Rambam says as follows: Everybody sees. Everybody has a packet. Sees underlined. Anything similar to these witchcraft and sorcery type of things, for some it's a hamoin, anybody who does anything similar to these things, that is aser. And somebody who does this, yikra oiches einayim, that person is called an oiches einayim. I'm going to call that for the meantime, just for practical purposes, an illusionist. That person is called an illusionist. For min hakishav, and that is a type of witchcraft. Like Mr. Epstein wanted to know, it says Mipnezel Loike, because of this, it gets Malkus. And also interesting thing, who imzen goinev das habrius? He's also over the aver, violates the prohibition of goinev es hadas, goinev es das, tricking somebody to think he's doing something that he's really not. So this Rambam is very clear over here that somebody's oiches and I'm somebody who is an illusionist, that person's chayiv, even though he accomplished nothing at all. But again, we have to go and try and be choker, find out, does this mean Dafkin illusionist who does it by means of kishuv? Or does it mean somebody who's an illusionist even, but not by means of kishuv, like let's say David Copperfield? Someone that, a famous illusionist, was able to do things like this. This is all going to be toluyot. It's a mashma for the Rambam, if you ask me. This Rambam seems pretty clear that's talking about by means of witchcraft, because he says, v'hu min ha-kishuv. This thing of oiches esenayim is a type of kishuv. Now, it's hard for me to believe that if all was an illusionist, not by means of witchcraft, that would not be included in the prohibition of kishuv, but rather be included in separate prohibition, either of gneivas das or of a ma'onin. So I think the Rambam's pretty clear, at least in this Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, that what he means is making an illusion by means of kishuv. Somebody told me a very fascinating idea, which which actually everybody knows magicians. Anybody ever saw cartoons? Chas v'shalom. You know that people say, they say abracadabra and they do things with their hands and all the doors open up and magic happens. Abracadabra. What is abracadabra? So somebody, huh? So it's abracadabra, which means I create abra, I create kedabra, like I speak. So therefore, abracadabra, I do abra, meaning like gracious, I create kedabra, like I will speak. So therefore, actually, abracadabra really has its roots in, seems in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh. Interesting to note. All right, weiter. Sefer Mitzvah Gadol, page 5. The smag. Somebody said all the smag is in California, but we found a smag here also. It says like this. Halacha nun gimel. It is inside the brackets. Maybe New York also. Shaloi lo'ainein. The smag says. I always thought it was very funny to call it the smag. Because another thing we call it the smack. And every time I say the smack, I always think of when I was 5 years old in art class. And the art teacher would say, okay, put on your smacks. So every single time I think of the smack, I always think of art class, Mrs. Glazer from second grade. Sefer Mitzvah Gadol, it says, Shaloi'ainein. Not to be ma'ainein. Shenemer lo'isaineinu. Tanya, it says in the Braisa and Teis Kayanin, in the Teis, which is the Safra, Loi Seinenu, don't be a Me'oinein. What does that mean? Eilu Eichseinayim. Those are people who are illusionists. Domar Perek Dalmisois, Eichseinayim is Potter. One who does that, this illusion, he is Potter. Zel Potter Mimiso, that person is exempt from Misa, Misa's Bezdin, for getting death at the hands of the court, Shel Mechashe, Mipreshainu Eisameis, because he didn't do any actions for real. Af mina Malchus Potter, he's even Potter from Malchus. Because those who say that if you didn't do any Mais, you're going to be Potter. So we have here a smag, which is Mefurish. Oh wait, there's something else I wanted to see. No, that's it. The smag says Mefurish over here, you're not Chayv Misa, and according to opinions, not even Chayv Malchus for being an illusionist in the Isra of Ma'oinein.
Again, not doing a mice, that means you didn't do a mice with your acting. You didn't pile a pa'ula that something happened because of your attention.
You weren't pile a pa'ula. You didn't accomplish anything. Like we described before, that if you have a pumpkin patch, and you go ahead, is this called a pumpkin patch? I mean, that's what it's called, right? I know it from Charlie Brand, the pumpkin patch. So if somebody goes ahead and he does kishuf and he brings all the pumpkins from the patch all together, that person going to be chayv because he actually accomplished something with his witchcraft. But somebody who just goes ahead and does it, but just makes it look like he did it when he really didn't, that is not considered doing an action, and he's going to be pater. Now everybody should put on your thinking caps and see this Rambam, page 6. There's an arrow that shows the Rambam. Rambam says, this is an Isser. Now pay attention, because it's very important, and this really, as we're going to see a Bach later on, this is going to make it imply very strongly, like how the way the Bach is going to reconcile these Rambams. So just keep it in mind. This Rambam, which is in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tes, the Rambam reads, Aser Le'oinin, the beginning, before the brackets, just to get a perspective proper, Halacha Tes starts off, it's Aser to be Me'oinin, Aser to do what's called an Oinin. Now within there, look at the brackets, the Rambam says, V'chen ha'oiches ha'sainayim, so to someone who does an illusion, medama bifnei ha'royim, and he makes it look in front of those who are watching him that he's doing ma'isa timoin, a wonderful, bizarre action, supernatural thing. But he really didn't do it. He is considered a me'oinen, and he will get malchus. So remember, be medayek carefully. This Rambam in Halacha Tes is discussing the Isra of a me'oinen, somebody who's called a me'oinen, certain type of wizard or sorcerer. And it says clearly, ha'oiches is heinayim, what a me'oinen, included in the Isra of being me'oinen, is ha'oiches is heinayim, an illusionist. And it makes things look like he did, but he really didn't. And that person gets malchus.
Is this
Stav Mitzvah? Stav Mitzvah said, why? Stav Mitzvah said that what?
Over here he's not doing anything.
Oh, over there he's not. Over here he's not doing anything. Oiches is saying Nayim. He gets Malchus. And over here he said, "What? Adavki did a mice. You're going to be chayiv." But oiches is Nayim v'min akishuf. So he doesn't say before she need a mice. We'll see soon. It's going to be worse contradictions than that. In the meantime,
is this with
kishuf? Again, he doesn't say that. Doesn't say that. This is going to be the source of the issues. Let's see the next Rambam on the next page. page 7, the Rambam says, Halacha Tesvav. Now, to get a proper perspective, we're going to read the whole halacha inside. HaMechashev Chayiv. Somebody who does witchcraft is Chayiv Skila. Which also Maisek Shofim. And that's somebody who actually does an action with his Kishofim. Now, go weiter. Avla Oichez Seinayim. But somebody who just does an illusion, which is Yirash Osa V'Hulay Osa, and it looks like he did a Maisa when he didn't really did it, Loike Makas Mardus, he says he gets Malkus Mardus, meaning he gets Malkus Derabona. So over here the Rambam says pretty explicitly that somebody uses Kishuf, but when he does his Kishuf, he does it in such a fashion where it just looks like he did something, but he really didn't. He says you don't get Malkus for that Middi Eiraiso, however you will get Malkus for that Middi Rabona. And he says, why? Now, there's a very important principle to remember, to understand, to learn, whatever. Something called the lav v'nitin lazaris mises bezdin, which means like this. There are certain lavin in the Torah which include sometimes you can violate the prohibition by means of one type of aveira that you'd only get malchus for, theoretically, or you can go ahead, there's sometimes a punishment for the same aveir, that if you do the aveir in a little different of a way, you'll be chayiv skil, you'll be chayiv miso. A mechashev is one of those type of examples. A mechashev, you could do a makishev without doing a maisa, like we said before, just look like you're gathering the pumpkins together when you really didn't. In that case, you wouldn't get miso. However, in a case where you did it in such a fashion where you did make an action, gather the pumpkins together, and gather all the pumpkins together, in that case, you would be chayiv miso. So therefore, it comes out, even though every lav in the Torah, every prohibition in the Torah incurs the penalty of malchus, in this type of aveira, where you could be chayiv miso for it, if you don't do the action that requires you to get miso, you can't even get malchus. Okay? I'm going to say it again, because it could be went over everybody's head, including mine. There's something called lav anitin laseres misas bezdin, which means there are two fashions, two ways to violate a certain aveira in the Torah. One of them is a stam prohibition, and one of them incurs the death penalty. Since both of them are in the umbrella of the same aveira, the only punishment you could ever get is a chiv misa. There's no such thing as a chiv malchus, of getting lashes in such an aveira, even though it is a normal prohibition, and a normal prohibition incurs malchus. In this situation, since I could have violated it in a way where I'd be chayiv misa, I don't get malchus for it either. Just take for granted, the idea behind it, the reasons, the svaras, the psukim, whatever, but this is the halacha. So therefore the Rambam says, in this case, we're over the violation of kishuf, of witchcraft. If you didn't do an accomplishment, you didn't really put the pumpkins together, you're not going to be chayiv malchus. So anybody who's paying attention has a beautiful kasha. Rambam just said a second ago that one is oichez aseinayim. Somebody who does an illusion, it says what he gets malchus. Halacha tes. We said earlier just a second ago. Bechlal ma'oinen. This aveira of being oichez aseinayim, being an illusionist, that's bechlal ma'oinen. And the last word before the bracket says veloike, and he gets malchus for it. However, and the next a couple halachas later, halacha tes vav, it says mefurish that what you don't get malchus for because it's a lav hanitan la'azhoras misas bezdin. So the famous theory in the Rambam is: do you get malchus? You do not get malchus. Do you get lashes for being an illusionist, or you do not get a malchus for being an illusionist? So this kasha, this stira, there one place halacha tes Rambam says you do get malchus, and halacha tes vav the Rambam says you don't get malchus. So what is it? Yes or no? It's a contradiction to the Rambam.
Malchus
Mardus, which means only Malchus Derabonon.
So, question that the first time he said Leike,
yeah, because if it means Malchus Derabonon, he would speak out Malchus Mardus, like he said in the second case. Meaning it seems pretty clear, explicit steer on the Rambams. One time he says, an Oichez Aseinayim does get Malchus. One time he says, an Oichez Aseinayim does not get Malchus. So, this has to be dealt with and understood. So Rambam obviously wasn't contradicting himself, especially only seven halachas, six halachas afterwards. Obviously, there must be an answer. So the Ketz of Mishnah on page 7, he delivers a very simple answer. It's probably meduyik. It seems pretty meduyik in the Rambams themselves, if it is or it is not this proper chiluk. So I have an arrow in the top left corner of page 7. There's a Ketz of Mishnah. I'm not going to read it inside. But I'll tell you, the way that the Kesef Mishnah deals with the steer in the Rambam is that the Kesef Mishnah states as follows. A person can use Kishuf and make an action. For example, let's say somebody uses Kishuf to levitate. to float up in the air. Okay? It's a common trick. To go and levitate. Someone told me there's a guy, David Blake. Anybody heard of him?
Yeah.
Okay. So David Blake, they say that he's able to levitate. He's seen it. He's seen him levitate. I don't know if he can or not. There's also another guy, an Israeli guy, Uri Geller, someone like this. Something like this. So he's apparently able to bend spoons with his head. I don't know exactly. Something like this.
Crazy stuff.
What's levitate?
Good. Levitate means to float.
If it's true, everything they write about him, it's almost crazy.
If you're able to float, you will kishuf in order to float. So floating, levitating, is something that is outside of the gidrei hateva, outside of the natural laws. No person can just float. Doesn't happen. So therefore, that's one type of kishuf you can do. However, you can do another type of kishuf that is something that could be done in a natural fashion, but instead of taking the time to do it, you decided to do it by means of kishuf. For example, if you're writing the Kol HaKoilel, and you've had enough already, and you don't want to do it anymore, you use kishuf to make the Kol HaKoilel finish by itself. That's something that could be done in a natural way. Or you could do it by means of kishuf. That's one other example. Something could be done naturally, and it's not done naturally. Okay, good. So therefore, the Kesef Mishnah says as follows. The kishuf that somebody uses to levitate, so that you get Malkus for. A kishuf that you do that accomplishes something supernatural that happens, that is something you get Malkus for. However, doing something that can be done in the ways of Teva, something that's a natural thing you could do, you happen to choose to expedite the process by means of kishuf, as that type of kishuf, you don't get Malkus for. Therefore, the Rambam in Halacha Tes, if you read the words, it's Taka Mashma this way. Look at the words of the Rambam, I'll say it out loud. Somebody who does an illusion, and when Medamini pretends, he shows if he's doing, listen to the words, he shows everybody he's doing a supernatural, wonderful event, and that thing the Rambam says, you get Malkus. And Perek Tes Vav, he doesn't mention that he's doing a Maisa Timhoin, doesn't do a Maisa which is supernatural, and therefore the Kesef Mishnah Medayik, it seems to be, that's the Chiluk. We do Kishuf in a fashion where it's much unbelievable, and it's above and supernatural, in that case you get Malkus. But if you just use Kishuf to finish the Kol HaKoilel, that you're not going to be Mechuyiv. I'm not suggesting, yeah. So, it still seems to be there'll be Aser, but at least you wouldn't get Malkus. It's going to be Malkus de Rabbonon, because it's a lav Nitan Lazarus Mises Bezdin, and therefore you're going to be Pater from Malkus. That's the Kesef Mishnah. Now, Kinira, yeah.
So here, the Indian is, let's say he's an illusionist. Before we said he's an illusionist, it's not so bad, but if it's done through Mahamish Kisha, then it's higher.
Right.
Here it doesn't matter that. Here, even if it matters if what the act is, if it's a natural thing, like levitating or not, so there's a difference here.
But what you're saying, there's a very big chiluk over here. But they're both, Pashtus is, I want to make this clear, it's that they're both by means of Kishuf. It's not one's by means of Kishuf, one's not. They're both using Kishuf.
No, but what about the illusionist who's levitating?
Right.
That's not derech teva.
Right, so he would get Malkus. The levitating guy would get Malkus. That's what Rambam holds in Halacha Tes.
Even though it's illusionist.
Even though it's an illusion, but he's using kishuf. This has to be very clear. He's using kishuf to make an illusion. He's using kishuf to make you think, to make you see that he's levitating. Hallucination, whatever. He's causing you to hallucinate. And make it look like he's levitating when he's really not.
How could he get Malkus if it's a lofshin?
So that's a good question. So we're going to see a bach soon to go ahead and answer this question. We'll see
it
soon.
What is the normal case where a person gets Musa?
What is that?
What's the case when he dies? When he gets killed?
What is the case where he goes that if he can levitate and he gets Malkus for that, what's the case that he dies? I don't know. It's a good question. Sorry. Please leave questions till the end. Maisa Maisa Chai. I mean, levitating is also a Maisa. What is that? Oh, very good. Yes, great. Thank you. Thank you very much. I knew that. I just was pretending.
the pshat is.
So, if you really use the kish to really fly, that's the case of Chayav Misa. No, one case is he makes himself actually levitate with the kishuf. One is that he makes it look like he's levitating by means of kishuf. And one, he's just doing the kol hakoilel. That's all three types of things. Bilam flu, man. That's the kishuf we chayav misa for. Shkei, thank you. Now, you look at the Ramah, which is page 13. Sorry to make everybody skip. But on page 13, I only found this Ramah, Chubas Ramah, afterwards. So that's why it's on page 13. That I have an arrow. And in this case, the Ramah, actually this, the truth is that this is, don't get confused. It's a Chubas HaRamah. But the Chubas HaRamah, really, in this particular Chuvah, most of it is quoting a Marshal. And then the last couple lines are the Ramah is chaylik on the Marshal. So Hagam, we're reading a Chubas Ramah, but we're really reading the Marshal, just to get that clear. So he says like this. Underlined part, he says, someone was mechalik between Kishav and Aide. Kishav, he says, just the words are the important words. Kikol echizse enayim. All this illusion that we're discussing in the halachas of the Rambam, who Aide Kishav rak marshaloy osam maise potter. All them is talking about Kishav. This is not talking about David Copperfield. This is talking about you did an action by means of Kishav, an illusion by means of Kishav. If the illusion was not by means of Kishav, but you just did a card trick, according to the Tshuvas HaRamah, which is the Marshal, which the Ramah has issues with, but L'chol HaPachas, according to Marshal, it is, and the Kesef Mishnah, everything is dealing with Kishav. If it's not Kishav, it's not going to be a problem. Important to realize this, because it would come out, according to these opinions, that having a magician who's using sleight of hand, who's a shayvet, sleight of hand or sleight of hand? Sleight, that's what I thought, thank you. Sleight of hand, person who uses sleight of hand, that person is going to be Potter, seemingly according to the Marshal, and according to the Kesef Mishnah, how he learns the Rambam. Now, we'll go a little further, and you probably couldn't read it, but if you look in page 8, there's a Bach. We're not going to read it inside, but just look at it. It's a little intimidating looking. That's the Bach. The Bach has another way of being reconciling these two Rambams to make them make sense. The Bach understands, you probably didn't even know this is a Bach, but it is. It's a Bach. There's a Bach over here. And the Bach says a very interesting chiluk, which also very implies very well this way. He's mechalek completely like this. There's two different types of achizas ha'inayim. One is not by means of Kishuv, and one is yes by means of Kishuv. The one who does it by means of Kishuv, that is the Issa of Ma'oinin, like we were Medayik in the Gemaras and the Rambam. The Rambam that he says is going to get Malkus. That Rambam was discussing the Isser prohibition of a Ma'ine. Somebody who's a Ma'ine, in the Bach says, according to the Rambam, is somebody who does illusions not by means of real Kishuv, but rather pure illusionary things like David Copperfield. Somebody who does pure illusions without any Kishuv whatsoever, according to the Bach, that's what the Rambam was discussing in Halacha Tess, and therefore that person is Chayev Malkus. The Bach says, the other halacha tesvav, the Rambam was discussing the issue of mechashev, and since he's discussing the issue of mechashev, the way mechashev is chayev is only if you accomplish the maisa. If you didn't accomplish the maisa, not chayev malchus. Therefore, in halacha tesvav, you don't get malchus because that's talking about kishuv. If you did a maisa of kishuv, you're not going to be chayev malchus unless you did some sort of maisa. However, in the case of Ma'oinin, which is halacha tes, which means without kishuv whatsoever, in that case you'll get malchus, even if you didn't accomplish, if you did some sort of ma'aseh, you'll get malchus. So again, get this clear. The case of Mishnah said, the case the Rambam says you get malchus, that was talking about if you did a ma'aseh of kishuv, a supernatural ma'aseh of kishuv. And the other Rambam was talking about a ma'aseh kishuv that you did, but it was something you could have accomplished even in the ways of nature. The Bach says a whole different idea. The Bach says, no, there's two types of Eichiz HaSeinayim. There's one Eichiz HaSeinayim which falls into the category of a Ma'inin, and since it falls in the category of a Ma'inin, Ma'inin does not mean Kishuv at all. It means you did an illusion, even by means of sleight of hand, it seems. In that case, you're going to get Malchus. And Halachat Tesvav is talking about you actually did it by means of Kishuv, and since you did it by means of Kishuv, it falls into the Aver of Machshev Lo Yisachaya, and that's a Chiv Miso, and therefore you won't get Malchus. So very clear. A new chiddush in halacha, which makes our lives a little more difficult, is that the according to the Bach, and the Shach we'll see brings la halacha, is that if even an illusionist who does not do kishuv whatsoever, according to the Bach, according to the Rambam, is that that person violates the prohibition of a ma'oinein, and that person is going to be chayiv malchus. So Bach is mechadish, a new thing, that even an illusionist like David Copperfield without kishuv whatsoever, that person is chayiv malchus for doing what he does.
Didn't Rashi say
oinin
is
with kishuv
in the Gemara?
The Rambam says, when we read the Rashi, we said Pashas Rashi holds it as kishuv. He doesn't say anything that is not kishuv. So we're putting out this really, it could be machlekes rishonim, like you're saying, but it's for sure machlekes achrayim, how to deal with the steer in the Rambam. According to the Kesef Mishnah, it seems, an illusionist would be 100% permitted, no problem. And for sure, according to the Marshal. But Mitzad Sheni, the Bach, and we'll see the Shach brings the Lahalocha, the way he reconciles the the Rambams is that one Ma'inin is talking about an illusionist having no shaykhis kiyuzeh at all to talking about by means of kishuf. Let's see page 9, and you'll see here this is a page of Shulchan Aruch. On the right side is the Shach, and he reads as follows: see the Bach that he writes for Shem the Rambam. The gamichizay naim she'enu adei kishuf, even illusions which is not by means of witchcraft of kishuf, just because he did a different trick, sleight of hand, whatever it is, that is aser. And he says that's mavur also in the Hagoyz Maimini, and also the Tshuva Zarav, which means the Ramo, not the Marshal that we saw, but the Ramo comments on that, also would say that's going to be aser. So it seems to be a bona fide machloikis achreinim, and the Shach brings the Bach la'alocha, doesn't bring the Kesef Mishnah, so it seems lahalacha we would have to be machmir. We're going to talk about it right there soon, but it seems as of now lahalacha, since the Shach on the Shulchan Aruch brings the Bach lahalacha, doesn't mention the Kesef Mishnah, it would very well seem that the way the Shach understands the Bach is right, and therefore the case the Rambam says you don't get Malkus, that's discussing when he did it not by means of kishuf, a regular illusion, and therefore having a magician at your kid's birthday party according to this would be asr, and the person would be chayv malchus. Even more than that, it says that the person who invites him is also over the aver of lifnei iver, because he's causing some idun avera. Please turn to page 12. What? What is that? Oh, so that's it's an interesting shayla. Also, maybe we'll talk about that at the end, because it's discussed. Let's say if you have a goyish magician. Because it could be that's not also for a goy to do that. It's only an issue for Yisrael, so then maybe it'd be more time. So that is going to be maybe discussed at the end. The place can discuss the issue. Now, if you go to page 12, which is the Chochmas Adam, which is the Rav in Vilna, I think. It was in Vilna at the time of the goy. So he says very sharp words over here. He says like this. I'll just say in English outside. What's a ma'oinen? That's somebody who does an illusions and a type of a tachbula. Once he says a tachbula, that means it's not by means of kishuf. Tachbula means it is a trick, whatever, sleight of hand. And he does with his fast hands or whatever. He does it until it looks like to people that he's doing mamish things that can't be. It's unbelievable what he can do. And like, for example, they take ropes and they put it into their pockets. They pull out a snake. Or they throw something up into the air, like a ring, and they pull it. Oh, it's a mipia adam. Take it out from his mouth. So apparently they that's interesting. Maybe that's why they pull out the ears now, to avoid this chochmas adam. And somebody, people do that. You ever saw magicians that pull things out? They used to pull things out of my ear all the time. I did it to my kids, granted. A lot of tshuva to do. He says like this, you see, that those badchanim, the magicians, that they do these things at chasanos, and they're called tashin spieler. Those people are over love the oireiso. And v'metzav la'asoyisan, and one who tells him to do it, invites him to his party, is over the aver of lifnei iver. And therefore, one who it's in his hand to be meicha, to protest against them, is mechuyev to protest. And it's also, it's also to look at them, to watch them, but if it's a guy that does them, I think it's okay to go and watch them.
Why is it also to watch them?
It's not to go because it's mafsid emuna, I don't know, that's what the Rambam says, something like this. But he says, the whole thing, maybe it's lifnei iver because he wouldn't perform it.
So
but before time, but Yisro.
The people who eat fire, that doesn't look good.
Oh, so that's a good point. So we're going to talk about this issue because nowadays, everybody knows that it's just a trick. We'll get to this. It's a better question.
I was going to say the same thing. People
eat fire. So it's cold fire. I don't know exactly what it is. But therefore, it seems to be pretty serious in the Chochmas Adam, and it's mamash os to have magicians perform. If you look at page 10, let's keep with the Chumras here. Let's go to page 11. The Shevet HaLevi, which is Rav Vosner, who is the Avbezder of Zichron. Who knows? Zichron Meir in Bnei Brak. So here, Simon Kuf Chaf Tes, and Rav Vosner says, it's page 11, and it's in the brackets. Nishal, there was asked, Imota Niach Le'elodem Lirais Maisa Chizzei Naim Alpia Mavur Biridea, whatever. Says it's permitted to have kids watch a magician. He says like this, see the Yoridea and Kuf Ayin Tes, the Shach there, which we saw, that was a Shach who went like the Bach, to be Asher of the Rambam, the way that he did. And therefore, even by means of just trickery, not even real kishuv, it's going to be aser. He says like this, the fifth line from the bottom, the pshit, the aser, to me it seems poshet, that it's aser, that is shum tzar heter, I do not know any heter whatsoever. He says here, yes, mamash aser. Don't be mekel on iser Torah. That's what Rav Vosna says.
It doesn't talk about a Goy or Yid.
I don't think he told about a Goy. A Goy might be Mutter. He told somebody Yisrael, a Yid, to do it. Many brak, there's not so many Goyish magicians.
Do you find a halacha that says, I saw it once, that it's okay to have a magician perform at parties and whatnot, provided the magician can show the
trick. So this is going to be the heta. This is going to be the way to get out of it. And we'll get there very soon. For now, we're going to read an Igros Maisha. Rav Meisha doesn't understand really why it's aser. So we'll see. This Rav Meisha, you can see it inside the whole tshuva, but he doesn't understand. One example that he gives is, for example, like he says it makes no sense that you can ask somebody for doing something that kids can move very fast and make things look funny. He says that it's very hard for him to understand that. For example, it says Naphtali would run from one end of the earth to the other, he was so fast. It's also to run so fast. If you can run fast, then it's going to tell me it's also to do it because it looks like he's doing magic, but just really runs very fast. It doesn't make any sense. Shimshon HaGibor was able to do tremendous feats of strength, which for me or for any other normal person would be supernatural things. But for him, he was able to do it because he was so strong. So somebody who's so strong to do these unbelievable actions, it doesn't make sense to say, no, you can't do it because it looks like you should. Looks like an illusion. I could do this, you know? Therefore, somebody who can move his hands so fast that he could pull the quarters out of a person's ear. So, Shimshon HaGibor could use his strength to do this. Naphtali was able to run from this side to the other side. And he's able to pull quarters out of people's ears. So he's just very fast at it. What's the tzad to ask of that? And that's what I say, it's graves das. But how could that fall into a prohibition of the Torah? He's just very good at something. He's very fast. He can use something born with natural gifts to do it. How in the world could that be aser? This word, Meisha has this fight, he doesn't understand where they're coming from, why this should be forbidden. He says, Lamaisa, it's a shach and a bach, and he says, therefore, I'm not coming chas v'shom to be chelik on them. But he says that if somebody were, he says it's only derech limud, he points us out, I only said this derech limud that l'chayr should be permitted. He has rais, he didn't just stop make his own swear, he has rais, that should be mutter. He says the shach learned the Ramon, the Marshal wrong, and it's you have the whole tshuva over here. But the crux of this svar was a very strong svar that he brought out, and he says, I only said this derech limud, and I'm never going to tell somebody it's mutter to do it because of the covet of the Rabbanim who asked it. However, if somebody did it, and he saw somebody was doing it, he says he wouldn't be meicha against them. If the guys were doing it, then it was a situation where I couldn't stop it, whatever, they couldn't get out of it. I would have said that if it's a natural thing he's doing, now they kishuf, and everybody knows, very important words over here, everybody knows that's really a natural way, not by means of kishuf, he thinks that there's no problem in halacha. So therefore, according to Rav Meisha, would come out. He doesn't say you should go ahead and do this. He says he would never say you could do it because at the end of the day, the Shach and the Bach and other Achrenim do hold that it's aser. So out of their covenant, I'm not going to say that it's mutter. However, if you're in a situation where you already ordered him and now you found that it's aser or whatever, you can't get out of it, he would say that as long as everybody knows that's not a real thing, then it would be permitted. However, Rabba Matirim Lamaisa, a lot of Haintika Achrenim, what is that? I'm saying it still doesn't say it's permitted. So I'm adding in is that he said Zerch Limud Nahir Olamaisa. It's a Rav Meisha writes over here. But could I know the Rav Meisha Shteinbach holds that it's mutter as long as everybody knows, and the Klaus Megurab and the Yatzvot holds mutter as long as everybody knows, as did Bitzal Stern, who was the Rav from Oberland. I don't know. He said it was going to be mutter lahalocha, and therefore there are many tzedot who mattered even lechatchil. But I just heard, a ma'isa also, Rabbi Feigenbaum told me, who was the psak? Who gave this psak halacha? Your shvager, someone? Huh? Oh, so Rabbi Shlomo Miller from Toronto, he also says, Mer halacha la ma'isa, that it's going to be mutter for a magician to perform as long as he would have to show how he did one of his tricks. What is that? To show how he did one of his tricks so everybody would realize they're only illusions. So once you're saying it's only an illusion, I mean, the Pasha says that makes Nerech Kizu Zainayim anymore. Meaning that nobody thinks it's real. He's not tricking anybody. Everybody knows that it's a trick how to do it. In fact, one time, I'm not going to say for the Maisa. It was a good Maisa. I'm not going to say it now. But The magician, as long as everybody knows that it's not real, it seems halacha there will be mutter. So Arkan, just to make a quick recap of the whole situation over here. Yes.
There was a famous magician, I don't know, 10, 20 years ago, and he always used the word, it's an illusion. That was his, I think, Doug Henning. Always said, it's an illusion, you're looking at an illusion. And it was mesmerized people with his illusions. Then there's another guy that says, I won't mention his name because he's Jewish.
Because what?
I won't mention his name because he's a Jewish guy, very celebrity, big celebrity that you mentioned a few times. And he says he has these powers, and he has this very serious, his presentation is very serious with these powers. His is a big problem.
That pashtus that should be awesome. I mean, that if you claim to have powers, and if he does them, if he does have powers, you shouldn't use them.
That's part of his illusion. Yeah.
But he really has to make it clear.
His powers. And the other one is this big, giant presentation. He's an illusionist. You're looking at these illusions.
Oh, so that would be, as long as you make sure it's an illusion.
How many times in a show, the illusions.
I was one time over Pesach at a certain hotel, and there was a guy there. He's not an illusionist. He's called a mentalist.
Oh, these guys are very popular today.
It's Dvar Nifloim, not Shai. It's Marsh unbelievable. And I only believe it because my brother-in-law was one of the people that it was done to. It's Pelad Kazachin. For example, I don't know how he does it. He pulled the guy out of the crowd. He mashed reads their minds. It was unbelievable. He called him up. He said, oh, he called him. He said, looks, oh, so you enjoyed the Marlins game? He says, you sat in row J, right? Yeah. Oh, seat between 10 and 13, right? He sat in seat 12. How in the world he knew it? And he did it over and over again, and it was just, that guy wasn't there, but the people told me, that's unbelievable. So either the guy has a trick, he's able to read people's face and their reactions, I don't know how he does it, but either way, it's a real Zach, he did it. Either way, he did it, he was able to do it, so it's Dvar Nifloim. So if he really makes a trick that he's doing Kishuv, then if he says he's reading people's face, facial expressions, whatever, then L'chayra, that would be okay, according to all these different shitas. But if he's really using these mental abilities to read people's minds, that would be awesome. Now how Mekubalim do things like this, and the Chazal used, they made cows out of Sefer Yetzirah and things like this, why is one awesome, why is Mutter, why that's not called Kishuv? I'm having a idea that Rav Yaakov Hillel, Chacham Yaakov holds, a lot of times it is Kishuv, and not Mekubalim who do Kishuv, you shouldn't go to them. What is that? I didn't understand. He said, but a lot of high-intricate people who call Mekubalim, they go to them, they read your minds, they do these crazy things, they're able to see things. He says, Mamish Kishuv, a lot of them are Oivin Issa Dir Raisa for what they do, and you should stay away from them. What is that? That would be okay, Chos Partsov. But he's saying there are people who do it Mamish and Eifanim, which is Mamish, who get the Kishuv, and it's awesome. And I know somebody went to Chacham Yaakov Hillel, and he asked him, I know a guy personally went to him, he wouldn't tell me who he was asking him, he said, what about this Mekubal? A very famous Mekubal, people would go to and get brachot from him and skulot and things. So my friend went to him, and he asked Chacham Yaakov Hillel, who's the biggest of all the Mekubalim, and he asked him, he said, should I go to this certain Mekubal for a bracha, whatever? And he said, you know what, I think before you give him a bracha, if you bring him a Gemara, I bet you can't tell you which side is Rashi and which side is Tosfos. That's what Yaakov Hillel told him the first time. And then he asked him, what about this one? And he said, I don't think he even knows there's such a person called Rashi and Tosfos. And so he said, so if I want a bracha, who should I go to? And Chacham Yaakov Hillel told him, if you really want to get a good bracha, what you should do is you go to a younger man learning in Kriya Chazon Ish, who's in debt and has financial problems, and if you see him sitting and learning, you go and get a brach from him, and you'll see it's much more powerful than all the Mekubalim combined. That's what Yaakov Hillel told my friend, Yossi Wexler, if you know David Wexler, is his brother. He told me this Maisa. It happened to him. He's the one who got the psak. So he really plays down all these different things that you want to get brachas. So we know there's a Torah, mitzvah in the Torah of davening. There's mitzvah in the Torah of learning Torah. So nobody has to get new things. He asked for a chacham. He said, which chacham should you go to? A chacham, everybody knows, is a big tzaddik. You go to Reb Chaim Knievsky. People know. Those are people who get brachas, not from these mikubalim. He said, person's a tzaddik nistar. People said, they like to go tzaddik nistar. Everybody, just tzaddik nistar. Yeah, going to him, he's a star. He said that many times, most of the time, it's personal tzaddik nistar, there's a reason why they're in a star. That's what he says in the tshuva, I saw it inside. That's what Chacham Yaakov Hillel says. So, b'kitzer, we have to be very careful of magicians, of sorcery, of witchcraft. Be'oiches in the dark of Isenu, Torah, and Tefillah. And if you have a magician, we say, La aloch, everybody has to ask the Rav, there's only for derech limud and not hira la'asais, but ask a Rav, and if it's done in the proper fashion, it could be permitted, not real kishub, but an illusionist, and everybody should have a very good chance.